so glad of mine. Life here on earth is black and white.
I don't even know why I'm playing this, but I'm going to play it anyway.
Yes.
As you're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and yes, in studio with Art Lewis, too. Good morning to you.
Hey, what goes on in here?
Nothing real important.
We haven't figured it out ourselves either. On this Friday morning, where Art is in studio, thanks to a special broadcast that's coming up, which we'll tell you about after the 8:30 news.
Who were you just playing there, Charlie?
That sounded like Arlo Guthrie to me.
No, I'm going to say it's not.
It was, or is, John Hinckley.
Oh, that's right. You were going to talk about that. The redemption.
Yeah. As forgiving as this nation is, the man who attempted to assassinate President Reagan, let alone also wounding Press Secretary James Brady, and Secret Service Agent Timothy McCarthy, and Washington Police Officer Thomas Delaney, he got out because of his insanity plea.
Right.
He is now scheduled to perform a musical concert. Apparently, he is a singer and guitarist who's been posting original songs and covers of songs on YouTube for the past couple of years, and he has 26,000 subscribers.
Oh.
I'd like to be able to contact each of those subscribers. But on July 8th, he's supposed to play at the Market Hotel in Brooklyn. Tickets selling for $20, and it says here the show is a sellout. Now, I don't know how big of a venue they have at the Market Hotel.
And how many are going because of his music, and how many are going because of curiosity?
I don't know.
I guess probably curiosity.
Could be. He's 66 years old now, and just, again, only in America, would you say? Somebody who attempted to assassinate the leader of this country.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, for what he did, especially to James Brady. We know how unfortunate it turned out for James Brady.
Yeah.
That, I mean,
well,
just want to let you know what's happening. And there you go. I'm all forgiving. I try to be in second chances. There's just certain...
For the rights of all, every now and then, you have one that slips through the cracks.
Because he's out, and remember, so is Sarah Jane Moore and Lance Squeaky Fromm, the two who tried to take out President before. They've all...
They've all did their time according to the rules.
But
yeah, that's true.
And you know, if you take away their rights, you take away your rights.
And not to age us, but I'm wondering if it's because it's 42 years ago, and it's not yesterday that it happened. Yeah,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He served his time.
Yeah,
and according to the rules, he played the game.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, that's the sacrifice we all make.
Some rules need to be changed.
That may be.
Say 29 on WSGW.